Heart Than Talent Radio.
Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, a beautiful Tuesday in Stockton, California. Facebook Live, More Heart Than Talent. This live actually started as a call over 21 years ago, 1998, 2 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I originally started as a women's workshop. A group of women that I was coaching wanted me to host a mindset call, and I turned that mindset call from a mindset call into a Tuesday night, 7:30 Pacific, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, More Heart Than Talent live call. So here we are today, 21 plus years later. Beautiful afternoon, Northern California. I just walked into the Golden Mastermind Studios from coaching 7 hours back to back from 5 this morning until right here at 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock Eastern. Have a lot of great content for you today. This Saturday, I'll be in one of my favorite cities in the southeastern portion of the United States. That is Spartanburg, South Carolina, the home of one of my all-time favorite country rock bands, Marshall Tucker. My exceptional host, Bridget Bartley, who's hosted me on numerous occasions going back to 2013. I have spoken in Greenville, Spartanburg. I've spoken in Columbia for Jennifer Trinkner, Carlotta Davis. I've also spoken for Bridget in Charleston. So I spoke for her in Charleston twice, in Greenville once. Next Saturday, I will be in Las Vegas, Nevada. I just coached Mindy Shaw this morning, or late this morning, and she'll be the host for the Las Vegas event next Saturday. So that would be on the 23rd. And then on the 30th of March, I will be in Kansas City, Missouri with an exceptional group of entrepreneurs. So I'm really, really looking forward to that event. Hi, Jamie Bowers. Hi, Patrick Powers. Patrick Powers and I go back a long way. Afzal, I see you in England. So Afzal just hired me. Don, hello. So I see a lot of you dialing in here. Brian Gallagher, good to connect with you. So Beth, good to see you. So good, Beth Henning, who's also my host in Montana. Beth is already selling tickets to that event. So very, very inspired. This is my newest book, The Breakthrough Factor. Now, this book came out in November. I've put very little energy into marketing it yet. I'm putting together a team to assist me with the marketing, but even by word of mouth, this book is selling all across the United States and the world. It is a lot of breakthrough content about letting go, how to separate your feelings from the events that shape them. Some of the content I will be covering here today. So letting go is a skill that I am very skilled at assisting people to understand the inner game of letting go. And if you don't understand how to let go, then you'll continue to hold on to a set of feelings that keep you either repressed or suppressed. And I'm very skilled at breaking the differential between those two distinctions down. If you are looking for some one-on-one attention and you have never hired me or want to find a little bit more about my coaching, I offer free 20-minute coaching calls. Now, I coach several hours a day, and in between coaching calls, I do offer free 20-minute sessions. So if you'd like to access one of those, send me a Facebook message, and I will respond to you relatively quickly with a free 20-minute call. Now, the content for today is content that I've been teaching for many, many, many years. It's called rejection. And why do I feel rejected? I don't like the word no. I don't like the feeling of being rejected. I have anxiety about the outcome that hasn't happened. That's what that really means. So what many people do is to not be rejected, they avoid learning the skills of selling, branding, speaking, networking, presenting, all facets of effective marketing, but it specifically shows up in a word called prospecting. Now, fortunately for me, I was born with an affinity for selling. There's no such thing as a natural born salesperson or a natural born baseball player. No, there are people who have affinities for music, sports, athletics, science, mathematics. Well, I have an affinity for being able to sell. It's a people skill, and I've always been good at this. And it seemed like a very good fit for me, and I had an aptitude for it. Now, it showed up in waiting tables in my late teens, in my early 20s. I was able to attract a following. People request my table. I had a high check average. I was able to sell desserts, wines, entrees, packages, catering, a whole multitude of situations because I didn't have a mechanism in my brain that said you're being rejected. Now, rejection comes from events that shape feelings. So there's an origin to rejection. And as you understand how to separate your feelings from the events, then you too can be a top-tier performer. You cannot perform at your optimum performance by avoiding the skills that allow you to create the repetition and the experience. For you to be exceptional, for you to be great, for you to really be someone of influence and affluence, it requires an affinity for a vocation. And then also coupled with that, the skills, habits, and mindset of the vocation, and then on top of that, the repetition in the experience. So it's like this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then you learn to detach from any anxieties that haven't happened. You detach from the outcome that hasn't happened. You don't tell yourself stories about situations that haven't happened. When you're an addicted storyteller, you will tell yourself stories to avoid perceived pain. So your brain, your left brain, your analytical egoic brain, the brain of reason, the brain that thinks, the brain that analyzes, its purpose is to resolve a problem. So if you perceive the problem to be painful, then you're going to find a way to avoid it. Now you have your out. So if you have rejection issues left over from unresolved events, then there's a high probability you'll bring some of those feelings about rejection into a new business. If you're sensitive and defensive, if you're codependent, these are some of the other areas that will assist you when it comes to being rejected. A codependent person, which I am in recovery of that myself, will tend to over-obligate themselves, do more for others than they'll do for themselves. Now, once again, these are generalities, exceptions to all situations. But someone who has codependent tendencies will do more for others than themselves, put themselves last, do a lot of volunteering, which none of this is bad. It depends on depends on the situation. It's not a good or bad. It's not black and white. It's not right, wrong. It's for you to understand cause and effect and why you do what you do. Now, if you're listening to this content, you seek to release yourself from the anxiety about being rejected. Here are some key components to that. First of all, understand that what happened to you in the past may or may not have been rejection. That's for you to determine. If you grew up in an alcoholic home, a home that had violence, if you grew up in a home where you were traumatized by a set of parents, by brothers, sisters, or whoever it was, or on the playground, then that could possibly be rejection. And that situation can also create fight or flight. And if you live in that type of energy, if you live in rejection, abandoned energy, then you'll attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill your feelings. You'll either create a story or create meaning out of events so that you can avoid being rejected. And then what you end up doing is you end up rejecting yourself to fulfill your feelings of being abandoned or rejected. And that's what many people do. They avoid learning the skill, then they criticize themselves for avoiding learning the skill, then they reject themselves because they're addicted to being rejected. Now, as you have a better understanding of why you do what you do, now the let go process is being able to separate your feelings from some of the facts and being able to separate your feelings from the stories that you tell. And a lot of the stories that you tell keep you safe. And that's even like money, we're led to believe that we have a savings account. If we're saving money, we're safe. Well, safety comes, security does not come from safety. Security comes from being good enough, from feeling good enough about self, from having esteem. And then money is created by service, value, and esteem that comes together and that gives off an energy and emotes and transmutes feelings of love, joy, bliss, and being comfortable with self where people reward you for being that comfortable self. Now, as you have a better understanding of this, there is no rejection. When you really break down the selling process, seldom if ever does a prospect, a potential buyer, a business owner reject you. Although occasionally in isolated incidents, there will be someone who verbalizes their displeasure, someone who may taunt you, kid you, tease you. But if your mindset says, oh, so many people are jaded by this industry, so many people have a misconception about this industry, that's not necessarily true. That's your reality. Now, this is challenging for many people to understand. Well, I'm in this business and a lot of people just don't like this industry. Well, that's because a lot of what you're projecting. Now, you're going to encounter people, well, I never receive those kind of comments. I'm one of those people. I never receive those comments because I'm not projecting it. I'm not sending a mixed message, please sign up with me, but don't, because I'm not comfortable in leading you. Please sign up with me, but don't. I'm not comfortable enrolling you. Please sign up with me, but don't. I'm not sure if I can service your products, benefits, and features. I'm not sure if I can be responsible tomorrow. I'm in so much control of being out of control that I'm kind of control just being in control right here, right now, and I'm overwhelmed. That's how, unfortunately, why many people avoid, because they're overwhelmed about an outcome they can't control. What they can control is avoiding being rejected or abandoned, and that's what many people do, is they create the very situation they seek to avoid to fulfill the feelings that keeps them emotionally addicted to a set of emotions. Now, the separation process, the letting go process, becomes with the recognition. It becomes with clarity. It comes with rigorous honesty, and it comes with you understanding why you do what you do. Your objective, if you have a business that requires sales skills, marketing skills, branding skills, attraction skills, if you want to create a leveraged income through real estate, network marketing, direct sales, internet marketing, coaching, speaking, branded products, products of that you're selling online, whatever it is, if you want to get paid residually, then it's going to be your responsibility to be skilled at recruiting and selling your products, benefits, and features. And the word sales is not painful. It's a five-letter word, S-A-L-E-S. Sale, S-A-L-E, means money moves. It's a transaction. I'm not trying to sell you anything. Well, why not embrace selling? I'm a skilled sales professional, and the reason I'm stopping by today is to present you a product and service of value that may be able to increase the value of your life. I mean, it becomes that simple. That's not exactly what you say, but that's the message that you are conveying. I'm selling dreams. I'm selling products. I'm selling benefits. I'm selling features. I'm selling oils. I'm selling wellness. I'm selling weight loss. I'm selling nutrition. I'm selling products, benefits, features, services. I'm selling healing modalities. I'm selling healing skills. I mean, these are some of the situations I'm teaching you. I'm selling you informational products that allow you to improve the quality of your life. I am selling. Buy into the process that you are an entrepreneur. You're a sales professional. You're in free enterprise. You're able to create what the free market will bear. If people don't buy from you, they're not rejecting you. They're not buying because they're not buying. And I've been at many events where there are people come up to me at my events and go, Mr. Combs, Jeff, Jeffrey, hey, homie, whatever. I really want to buy from you, but, and when they tell me, but, the game isn't necessarily over, but they're contradicting themselves. I want to, but you don't understand my situation. I live on this side of the tracks. Those women live over there. I mean, you have to understand that's all a story in your head. If there's something that you desire, you can find it. You can create it. So recently I was at an event where five women of quality all said to me they really wanted to hire me, but, and none of the five of them bought from me. And there wasn't anything more that I could have done. I couldn't have begged them, convinced them, persuaded them, sent a carrier pigeon to their home, sent them an email, followed up with them. They weren't going to buy because they weren't going to buy. And I could tell they weren't going to buy because they weren't buying. And when you understand that, then there is no rejection. They didn't do anything to me personally. They didn't buy. And when you can let go, now you're separating your feelings from the events. And now you can focus on what's called the law of average. So those five people may have not bought, but somewhere in the next few days, because of my skill level, someone's going to see my value, reach out to me and say, can I find out more? And it's the same situation that you're seeking to create in a place called commerce. Commerce is where the money moves. Transactions is where the money moves. You become so skilled and you become so gifted that you let go of your anxiety about the outcome. Now, in reality, a large percent of society has been traumatized, molested, violated, abused, abandoned, neglected, put in foster homes, foster care, any multitude of situations. Rejection is real. It does happen. It has happened to you more than likely. That is a fact. You own that fact, and now you start to separate your feelings from those facts. Okay, so that happened there, doesn't define me here. Now, as you give meaning to a new set of feelings, it starts to eliminate your feelings based on past events. But if you live in a state of, I don't know, I don't understand, I'm not sure, I don't know why I do this, that's, if you don't know, then it's either going to be repressed feelings or suppressed feelings. The repressed feelings, repress, that's the R. The repressed feelings are the ones that you don't know, don't remember, don't understand, buried, don't want to remember, forgot, and haven't forgiven. Those are the ones that are, those are deeply embedded in a sub-unconscious. But what you consciously do, the mistakes you consciously make, like you start a business and you avoid building it because the anxiety about failing, and you know better, but you keep perpetuating, that's suppressed feelings. And either one of these, contact me because I can assist you to let go of them. But if you have a money story, if you have a story in your head about money, it's going to be challenging for you to overcome the same situation of what you're going to attract with people in your reality. A large percent of the population, when they engage in buying a product, service, benefit, a feature, a franchise, a business, a new home, a situation, money becomes a very common objection for people to create a decision. And it's going to be your responsibility to separate rejection, non-commitment. So they're not rejecting you, they're not committing. And as you over here, you can put this over here, bring respect, so they're not committing. That's an objection, not a rejection. I want to think about it. I'll get back with you. How long do I have? What it means is that most people cannot make emotional decision in certain situations. However, they can walk into a no money down for no interest for 90 days and purchase something, walk out of a store because it is a shiny object. And a large percent of society operate in that situation. I see Kelly Gormley. Kelly, good to see you. It's been a long time. Thank you for being on my Facebook Live here today. So it's important you understand this, that people don't reject you. They have objections. There's two types of objections. The one where they're clearly not interested. And then there's the second type of objection that's seductive. They show a little bit of interest, but they're not able to commit right then, right now. Or they're on the bubble. Now, it's going to be your responsibility in communication to find out that if that qualified buyer is qualified to buy right now. If they're giving you contradictory information, I really want to buy from you, but. I really want to buy, but. So, I mean, see, that's a contradiction. I want to buy, and then the preposition but is used to set up their story. So in the story, it's going to be your responsibility as a skilled professional to see how long this story goes. This story's going on and on. You use the first name to interrupt them and say, Susan, I can appreciate the situation. Are you in a position to buy today? Now you're asking a yes, no question. But if you automatically go, oh, I can't ask that. That's being too direct. Actually, it's not direct at all. It's very clear. That is a question that's less than 15 words and ends with a question mark. It's a yes or no. It's a closed-in question. That's a trial closing question. Open-ended questions are, why do you want to improve the quality of your health? Why do you want to start a business from your home? Have you ever considered owning your own business? That's a closed-in question. That's yes, no. Now, you will find that people go, well, I thought about it, but you didn't ask them if they thought about it. You asked them, I mean, you're not asking for an explanation. You're asking them a yes, no question. This becomes your responsibility as a skilled communicator to hear what's meant versus what's said, to be able to ask for the answers to the questions you ask, to establish whether this is someone you want to communicate with or you want out of it, you want to exit the communication. This is your responsibility to become this professional in this process called being an entrepreneur. And entrepreneurism and entrepreneurship requires a level of professionalism that you become a professional. And you don't do that by avoiding being rejected. Now, when you start to separate the facts are the people are going to give you five objections. Number one is they don't have the money. Number two, they want to think about it. Number three, they want to run it by someone else. And number four is they want all the facts, figures, details, documentation. Those are the four main objections. There's a few more, but I'm just going to break it down for. Number one is money. Number two is they want to think about it. Number three is they want third-party approval. Can I run it by my husband? How long do I have? So there's third-party approval. And then the fourth one is that they want to do the research. Now, the person who does the research, first, that's number four, versus the person number two, three, who wants to think about it, there's a distinction. The person who wants to do the research typically does. That's a person that's an analytical buyer. They buy on facts, figures, documentation. They're the type of people look and see if it's gone to the Better Business Bureau or any of these type of situations. These people tend to sometimes be flaw finders, analyzers, processors, thinkers. The person who wants to think about it oftentimes is just blowing you off. And you'll find that the fortune's not in the follow-up, the fortune's in the close, and the fortune's in building the culture. You can follow up all day long for people who aren't qualified buyers. And if you're wasting your time, you're wasting your time. It's going to be your responsibility to establish who and when to follow up with people. And you do that through a common sense approach to being a business owner. You do that by understanding why people do what they do. And the more you understand cause and effect, the effect is avoiding rejection. I don't want to be rejected. That's an effect. The cause are the events that shape those feelings. And then the let go process is understanding that those events have no relevance in today's world unless I'm giving it meaning. And if you continue to give meaning to events that are unresolved, now you're going to stay emotionally addicted to a set of feelings, recreate the same situation over and over to fulfill feeling disappointed. Now, when you understand that, when you know, when you're aware, and when you trust, now you're in a process that you can let go. And there's Amy Gilbert. Hi, Amy. Good to see you. So when you understand that, now you're not the mind-body connection to the events any longer. That's the separation of feelings. That's the surrender process. That's the letting go process. There's a mechanism to it. It's like this. It's like you see it, you shape it, and you're able to create your distance, emotional distance, with no longer holding on the pain to the past so you can live in the present. And it's in that space that you can have creativity on demand. You become innovative, creative. You figure out how to create lead sources. You write content. You sit down, and you're able to create on demand. Like this right here. This is a new hive that just came to me today from Milan, Italy. Now, this hive is a really cool, lightweight skin from Milan, Italy. It comes from a vendor that I've been doing business with for years. His name is Fadi. Now, the reason that was a unique color, I had that color made through my own creativity and innovation. Leather, my favorite color, and I sent it to my friend Fadi, who's a top-tier designer in Milan. And he is the man when it comes to hides and couture in Italy. So I had a vision of what I wanted to create. I wanted a certain color leather, and now I have 30 hides that just came in today from Milan. That's creativity and innovation. And when I asked him if he could assist me in this process, I wasn't worried that he would reject me. And when the hides got held up in customs or whatever they got held up with Federal Express for 5 days, I was on top of the solution to resolve it. I wasn't worried that I would get someone in trouble. And now this is the byproduct of a vision I had about 2 years ago. I looked for that color over and over and over. I asked many vendors, and I could not find anyone to supply it. So I went out and found a little piece and then sent it off to Italy and had a custom dye lot made from it, and voila, here is the result. And there was no rejection. So when you learn to ask for what you're committed to asking for, when you learn to let go of your anxiety about outcomes, when you let go of your dialogue with money that's not conducive to creating it. I mean, if you're in broke thoughts, poverty consciousness, worried about money, I mean, who are you going to attract? I mean, who are you going to attract to reality living in this type of energy? Hey, there's Gary Usselman. Gary, longtime client, going way, way back. Travis Cole in Montana, looking forward to seeing you. Chris Salem, congratulations on your career. You are crushing it. Hi, Angela. How are you doing? Chantel, good to see you. These are some of the names that are popping up on the side of my computer. So if I don't say hi to you, it's not that I don't see you. And I know Lisa Pazanza is on the line today. Deborah Morris is there. Jennifer, I see you. So a lot of you, I see you. Jenny, good to see you. So thank you for being on this live today. So once again, this is a metaphor right here. This is a beautiful piece of leather. But what it is, it's a metaphor. It represents that creativity that all of you can create. I mean, that's the beginning of a beautiful piece of art. You can do that too. People go, where do you get your jackets? I design them. Then I have them custom made for me by a gentleman named Jose Cirillo. And he's designs by Jose. He's a very famous designer in San Diego, California. His jackets are in Western couture stores all over the United States, Steamboat Springs, Dallas, Texas, Beverly Hills, California. I mean, he's a very, very famous designer in his 70s, and he follows my post all the time and has been to my house numerous times. First class man. That means the outcome. Instead of focusing on rejection, focus on the outcome that will lead you to your dreams. Instead of focus on being abandoned, focus on a vision of the future you deserve to live. Instead of focusing on the past and holding on to what you don't even know. See, what many of you do is you hold on. You don't know what you're holding on to. But you're holding on to a set of feelings that keeps you overwhelmed, overweight, stuffing your feelings, recreating the same situation over and over. I'm a byproduct of the same situation. I was a drug addict and an alcoholic for 14 years. I stuffed my feelings. My drug of choice was alcohol, methamphetamine, cocaine, occasionally heroin, but mostly methamphetamine derivatives and alcohol. I mean, I could never seem to drink that edge off, and one was too many, and 1,000 wasn't enough. I had a lot of rejection, abandonment issues, and didn't even really understand what that meant until I read a book called He's Scared, She's Scared in 1995 and started the breakthrough process. I'm fortunate I started reading the book Healing Your Inner Child by John Bradshaw early in my recovery. But even then, I didn't understand the depth of abandonment rejection. It wasn't until about 10 years into sobriety till I started really understand the emotions of the mind-body connections that shape the feelings. And if you have a better understanding of why you do what you do, then you can separate your feelings from the events. Now, once again, if you're on this Facebook Live and you've been toying around the idea, if you've been thinking about it, ruminating on it, processing it, analyzing it, going to do it someday, somehow, some way, I'm going to hire him, well, do it now. Because if you don't do it now, you'll just keep avoiding it. You keep avoiding letting go. So whatever it is you require to do to move into that space where you can separate your feelings from the events so you can attract your reality to people in situations that will foster your purpose, contact me. If not, there's a lot of great resources for you, but start to do what you know you should be doing now rather than avoiding what you should be doing now later and then procrastinating and evaluating and contemplating and pontificating and hesitating and levitating. Jeffrey Combs, President Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. You have a great day. Contact me in my messenger. Bye.